Marty Lurie here, Kelby Tomlinson. Kelby, left field. When did you find out that you were going to be out in left field, and what did you think?
Well, he told me when I was getting stretched that he needed me in the outfield, so we got two outfielders who needed a day of rest, so he put me in left field, and I just told him I'd be ready to go, and we'll get it done.
All right, Kelby Tomlinson with us now. I love the quote. The last time you played the outfield, well, of course, the instructional league, we don't count that, but you got to go back to middle school. I can't even remember middle school.
Yeah, I think I remember playing in like sixth grade. We combined sixth and seventh grade together, so I was the young guy and, kind of wanted to get me in the lineup, and so we went out in the outfield then.
All right, what middle school did you go to?
Elgin Middle School, Elgin, Oklahoma.
All right. And what high school did you go to after that?
Elgin High School, Elgin, Oklahoma. Right. We got one high school, one middle school, one elementary.
And how many kids? This is interesting. How many kids in the middle school?
I don't even know. I know I graduated with about 90 or so. So, yeah, we got a really small town, but a really big school district. So our school's bigger than our town.
All right, Kelby Tomlinson. Always interesting to hear where players come from. Who'd you root for as a kid?
You know, Oklahoma, we don't have a hometown team. I guess Texas was the closest, but, I really just kind of rooted for whoever. I'd watch a little bit of the year and figure out a team. I liked the way they played, liked their style, and, so it kind of varied every year, year to year, of who I was pulling for.
What attracted you? What kind of a team did you like?
You know, kind of the teams that could pitch really well, play good defense, kind of like a grindier type team, players that are, speed, defense, those type of teams.
Sounds like you would have rooted for the Giants.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
All right. So people always talk about changing positions, and, of course, an infielder going to the outfield. Willie McCovey tells a story that when he went to left field, he stood against the wall. He didn't want to have to go back for a ball. Did you have that feeling?
No, almost kind of the opposite. I kind of, felt like I didn't want to. I knew if I was playing in, my reaction would be to go back first, and so that's a better reaction than to try to run in. I know if I'm playing a little bit deeper and they hit it, I think, all right, I got to get in there to it, and so I'll run in real quick and then kind of run into problems with that. You don't want to be running in and the ball go over your head, so. I mean, maybe if I was at the wall, my only option is running in, so I'd be fine. But, I just know when it's a little bit deeper, I kind of start to get anxious for that ball in front of me and maybe try to make a break on it too early. So when I know when I'm playing a little bit shallower, my first instinct is to protect backwards, which kind of helps.
All right, so it's a 4:15 start. The sun is somewhat of a sun field. How did you deal with that?
Yeah, it was bright out there. I had sunglasses on the first few innings, even though the sun wasn't directly in line with the ball. But, it was still bright, even though it was off to the side a little bit. So, just made sure I had my sunglasses and kind of kept a track on where the sun was and what kind of ball would be going into it and kind of the best ways to play it.
All right, so right away you get a shot. You get a chance. What are you thinking?
Just catch the ball, make sure you just make the plays, do what you need to do. You don't have to make special plays or anything like that. Just make sure you catch it, throw it in, and stay away from big mistakes, I guess, and just make the routine plays.
Yeah, they always say the job of an outfielder is to get the ball back to the infield.
Yeah, known as an infielder, primarily that, I like the outfielder to just field it and get it in as quick as I can, so.
All right, so you obviously being in Kelby Tomlinson with us, talking about his first experience in the outfield, you're an infielder, so you know the cutoffs. So did Crawford have to tell you where he'd be and all that kind of stuff?
No. Unfortunately, we didn't have to handle that ever. I only got those two fly balls, but, I felt like I knew about where he would be, and just, we didn't really have to talk about it too much. We talked a little bit about the communication and pop-ups that would be in between us. That was kind of what we were talked about a little bit more.
And what does he say? Do you have a code word, like, I got it?
No, that's kind of what we use. I got it. But he just said, he's probably not going to say anything unless he's camped under it, so to make sure I call him off and so that way he can hear me.
All right, very good. Well, a good inside of baseball with Kelby Tomlinson. Now, you have to practice, I guess, right?
Yeah, I think we'll be getting a little bit of work in there during BP to keep working on it. We'll see how much they want me to do out there versus the infield. So, you know, playing second base tonight. So, you know, I'm going to, in batting practice, going to focus on that and make sure I'm ready to go for the game tonight.
All right. A lot of fun being a big leaguer. You never know what's going to happen. Yeah, it is. And when you have versatility, it's very good in your career. Looking at some of the things that you've done, and I think about gloves. How many gloves you got? You got an outfield glove now?
Yeah, I got three. I had to get one for instructional league, so I got one hurried out there. But I got three. Yeah, so I got an outfielder's and then a third base and a middle infield glove.
Yeah, and they're all different because, of course, the second base glove, very small. Outfield glove's supposed to be gigantic, right?
Yeah, it's quite a bit bigger, but, you know, they all work the same way. They all got five fingers and clothes, so this one has a little bit more length on the end of it.
Well, yeah, your other great quote, when they asked you, how is it, how are you going to do out there, you said, it's baseball. I can do it. I love it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's the thing, you know, a small town, you know, in baseball some guys would stay after and take batting practice, and there wasn't enough guys to stay in the infield, so you had to go out in the outfield and shag. So, you know, you've been catching fly balls off the bat since, you know, we were little kids, or, you know, you'd ride your bikes to the field and somebody would be hitting, you'd have to be out in the outfield, so that way you don't have to wait and pick them all up. You can get some of them as they come. So, you know, I've been out there, and, you know, it's baseball. It's still the same thing that we've been doing, so... You know, it's what we're going to go out and try to do is play it to the best of our abilities.
All right, beautiful. Nice to have you on the show. Congratulations. I'd love to say it. That's baseball. Thanks, Kobe.
All right, thank you.
All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.